My life is pretty sweet, at least for my kind. As long as I'm careful, I can come and go as I please. Nobody's going to cut me open to peer at my insides. I have a roomy pad, regular food deliveries, and a journal to write in. The only experiments I take part in are tests to measure intelligence, like how fast I can get through a maze. Super fast, by the way. All this leaves plenty of time for my hobby. Observing ASCANs. That's short for astronaut candidates. Not what you might be thinking. I watch ASCANs in Houston at the Johnson Space Center. It's where astronauts train to go up in space. With more than 200 buildings near the edge of Clear Lake, it sprawls like a city. There's always something going on, even if you're a Rattus norvegicus. If you don't know your Latin, that's the scientific name for lab rat. But most just call me Mortimer. One morning, I put my eye to the peephole. I nod through the drywall and crane my neck to see the ASCAN staring at a picture of a spacecraft. A flutter trills through me. I love that humans want to go to Mars. It may take them years to figure out how to keep people alive on such a distant planet, but it's going to happen. We're going to Mars one day. I lean forward to hear the speaker. He jabs a remote control and bellows like a foghorn. There are a lot of problems to solve before you ASCANs get to the Red Planet. For starters, we need to find a way to ship 2 years of food without using too much fuel. Then we have to land it safely on the surface. The next picture shows condiments. Dozens of them. Jars of everything from garlic juice to screaming hot sauce litter a table. Taste buds don't work well in space. Foghorn licks his plump lips. Lucky for you, food scientists work on ways to make meals taste better up there. I shake my head. Imagine, scientists who specialize in food. The next shot shows unmentionable items of clothing. Are there underwear scientists too?